Hey everyone, and welcome back to AI Unraveled, the show that breaks down all the crazy AI stuff happening every week. I'm your host, and super stoked to dig into this week's biggest AI news with you. Before we jump in though, just a quick reminder that AI Unraveled is the brainchild of Etienne Newman. He's a senior software engineer from Canada and makes all this AI goodness happen. So if you like what you hear, don't forget to hit that like button, leave a review, and subscribe on Apple Podcasts and YouTube. Links are in the show notes. All right, so this week, February 10th to 16th, 2025, things got really interesting. OpenAI played hard to get with Elon Musk. There's a new AI that can diagnose colon cancer years before doctors. And Google's Gemini got a memory boost. Buckle up. It's going to be wild.
Yeah, this week was like straight out of a sci-fi movie. The speed that AI is evolving is exciting, but also kind of scary.
No kidding. So let's start with the drama. Elon Musk, you know, the Tesla and SpaceX guy, offered to buy OpenAI for a crazy $97.4 billion.
Mm-hmm.
And they said no thanks.
What's interesting is that this rejection shows how ambitious OpenAI is. $97.4 billion is insane, and turning it down means they're playing the long game. They definitely have a vision for the future of AI and think they can only achieve it on their own.
So they're not messing around. They're going for the top. But wait. OpenAI also said their new GPT-5 model will be free to use. How does that fit with this whole independent powerhouse image?
That's where things get really interesting. By making GPT-5 free, OpenAI could reach so many more people. It could become the standard for how we use AI. Imagine millions of developers, researchers, and regular users building on their platform. That's a powerful position to be in, even if they don't directly profit from the model.
It's like they're playing 4D chess while everyone else is stuck in checkers. But OpenAI isn't just about freebies, right? They've got some serious tech coming.
Exactly. They're building the future. They're developing their own AI chip, which means they'll have more control over the hardware. And that could lead to even faster and more powerful AI models. Plus, they have that new research assistant that's supposed to be even better than GPT-4. They're not just sitting around. They're pushing the limits.
Yeah. So OpenAI is ambitious, independent, and a little mysterious. What about Google? Are they just watching all this happen?
Not at all. Google's fighting back with their own advancements. Their Gemini Flash 2.0 just took the top spot in AI agent rankings. That means it's faster, more accurate, and more efficient than anything else out there.
Like a drag race for AI, and Google just won. What makes Gemini Flash 2.0 so special, though? Is it just pure power?
It's more than that. Google's been working on improving Gemini's reasoning and problem-solving skills. It's better at understanding complicated tasks and responds more like a human. Think of it this way. Instead of just giving you information, Gemini can now have a real conversation with you. It can understand what you need and even guess what you'll ask next.
That's impressive. Sounds like Google's trying to make AI more user-friendly and practical.
Yeah, they're not just building the strongest AI. They're thinking about how to make it part of our lives. And speaking of that, they added a new memory feature to Gemini so it can remember past conversations.
Wait, AI that remembers what I said. That's either really cool or really creepy. I haven't decided yet.
It's both, honestly. On one hand, imagine an AI assistant that remembers what you like, can pick up where you left off, and knows what you need. That's super convenient. But it also brings up questions about privacy and how much these systems know about us.
It's a trade-off for sure. And it seems like Google's betting that the convenience is worth it. But they're not stopping there, are they? I heard they're using AI to guess how old users are. And they're adding their AI video generation tools to YouTube.
Google's definitely trying to put AI into everything they do. Estimating user age could be good for making sure kids don't see inappropriate stuff. But again, it also makes you wonder about privacy and how that data could be used.
It feels like every time AI takes a step forward, there's a new ethical problem to deal with.
It's a constant balancing act. Trying to use AI for good while also dealing with the real concerns it brings up.
Okay, so we've got OpenAI doing its own thing and Google putting AI everywhere. But it's not just them, right? What about everyone else in the AI game?
Totally. There are some serious contenders out there, all with their own ideas. Perplexity, for example, just launched Sonar, which they say is the fastest AI search tool ever. They're basically going after Google, focusing on speed and efficiency to give you the best information instantly.
Like the cheetah of AI search. But speed isn't everything, is it? What about accuracy and making sure the information is right?
That's where Anthropic comes in. They're all about making AI safe and ethical, even if it means sacrificing some speed or power. And they're about to release a new Claude AI model that some say could be better than ChatGPT.
So it's brains versus brawn in the AI world.
Kind of. Anthropic thinks building safe and reliable AI is the most important thing, even if it's not the fastest. They're betting that in the long run, people will care more about trust and ethics than just raw power.
It's a really interesting contrast. It shows how different everyone's approach to AI is. Some are pushing the limits of what's possible, while others are more focused on the ethics. It's like two different philosophies clashing.
And then there's Elon Musk, who's not giving up on AI, even after OpenAI rejected him. He just revealed Grok 3 and says it's better than all the other AI models.
Hold on, another Elon Musk AI. Is this just hype, or does he actually have something revolutionary? And how does this new thing fit into his big plan for AI?
It's too early to say for sure, but one thing's clear. Musk thinks AI is the future, and he's not afraid to shake things up.
It sounds like we're entering a whole new era of AI competition. OpenAI, Google, and Elon Musk are all fighting for the top spot.
Yeah.
And we haven't even talked about how AI is affecting the real world. From diagnosing diseases to protecting nature, it's already changing our lives.
It really is a remarkable time to be alive and see this technology unfold.
And speaking of remarkable things, we couldn't do this show without our amazing listeners. If you're enjoying AI Unraveled and want to help us keep it free for everyone, please consider donating. Every bit helps. You can find a donation link in the show notes.
Your contributions let us dive deep into these complex topics and bring you the information that matters.
Okay, back to the AI roller coaster. We've seen some amazing progress this week, but it's not all perfect, right? There are some serious concerns about the downsides of AI.
Yeah.
Like deepfakes, misinformation, and even people losing critical thinking skills.
It's really important to acknowledge these challenges and be careful about how we develop AI. We need to be aware of the risks while also using AI's potential for good.
It's a delicate balance. But let's unpack some of these real-world applications of AI, the good and bad. You mentioned a new AI that can diagnose colon cancer years before doctors can. How does that even work, and what kind of impact could it have?
It's incredible what AI can do in healthcare these days. This AI looks at microscopic images of colon tissue and finds tiny patterns and problems that doctors might miss. And the amazing part is it can do this years before any symptoms even show up.
Wow, that's mind-blowing. Early detection is so important for so many diseases, especially cancer. Imagine how many lives could be saved if everyone had access to this technology.
It could totally change how we screen for and treat cancer. And it's not just for colon cancer either. Researchers are making similar AI tools for all sorts of diseases, from breast cancer to Alzheimer's.
It's incredible to think the AI could become our first line of defense against these terrible diseases.
And it's not just about finding diseases early. AI is also being used to make personalized treatment plans, analyze medical images, and even help surgeons during complicated operations.
So AI is doing amazing things in healthcare. What about other areas? You mentioned AI-powered wild microphones being used to keep an eye on biodiversity. What's that all about?
It's pretty cool. These microphones are placed in remote places like rainforests and coral reefs. They record the sounds of the environment all the time. Then AI algorithms analyze the recordings and figure out which species are there based on their sounds.
So it's like an AI ear listening to nature. What can we learn from this kind of data?
Scientists can use it to track animal populations, figure out migration patterns, and even see if an ecosystem is healthy or not. It's a powerful tool for conservation and helps us understand how climate change is affecting biodiversity.
It's amazing how AI can be used in so many different fields, from healthcare to protecting the environment. But let's not forget about those potential downsides we talked about earlier. You mentioned that the BBC found AI chatbots having trouble accurately summarizing news articles. That's a little worrying.
Yeah, it shows the limits of what AI can do right now when it comes to tasks that need critical thinking and understanding nuances in language. AI is great at processing tons of data and finding patterns, but it still struggles with things that need real-world knowledge, common sense, and understanding context.
So AI won't be replacing journalists anytime soon.
Probably not. AI can be a helpful tool for journalists for gathering information and analyzing data, but it can't replace human judgment and expertise. A good journalist needs to be able to think critically, understand different viewpoints, and tell a good story. And those are all things AI still has trouble with.
That's good to hear, at least for now.
Yeah.
But what about other jobs? Are any jobs safe from the robots?
That's the question everyone's asking. It's impossible to know for sure what will happen, but AI is definitely going to change the job market in big ways.
So instead of asking which jobs are safe, maybe we should be asking how to adapt and prepare for this AI future.
Exactly. It's about focusing on skills that are uniquely human, like creativity, critical thinking, emotional intelligence, and solving complex problems. These are areas where AI is still way behind and where humans will continue to excel.
It's a message of both caution and optimism.
Hmm.
We need to be aware of the challenges, but also embrace the opportunities that AI brings.
Exactly. It's about finding that balance between using the power of AI and keeping what makes us humans special.
Okay, so we've looked at some of the incredible ways AI is being used in healthcare, protecting the environment, and even journalism. But we also need to remember that AI isn't a magic solution for everything.
Right. There are real worries about bias in AI algorithms, the possibility of people losing jobs, and the ethical questions of creating machines that can think and learn like humans.
And let's not forget about those deepfakes. Scarlett Johansson calling for a deepfake ban after that fake video of her went viral shows how dangerous they can be.
It's a serious issue. Deepfakes can damage trust, spread lies, and even be used for bad things like blackmail or influencing elections.
It's like the Wild West out there in the digital world, and we need to figure out some rules before things get out of control.
That's why those discussions at the Paris AI Summit were so important. World leaders are finally starting to talk about international rules and ethical guidelines for developing AI.
About time. But even with rules, it feels like we're just scratching the surface of what AI can do. And remember that crazy fact that AI can now copy itself? That's like something out of a scary movie.
It's definitely something that should make us think. As AI gets smarter, we need to be really careful about what could happen if we create machines that can learn, adapt, and even reproduce on their own.
It's a lot to think about. But that's what AI Unraveled is all about, helping you understand this fast-changing world of AI.
And we're just getting started. There's so much more to explore and discuss.
Speaking of exploring, we want to thank our amazing listeners for supporting AI Unraveled. You make this show possible. And if you're enjoying our deep dives into the world of AI, please consider donating. You can find a donation link in the show notes.
Your contributions help us give you in-depth analysis, thought-provoking discussions, and hopefully a few laughs along the way.
All right, let's get back to the AI news. We talked about the big names like OpenAI and Google, but what about the smaller companies and startups? Are there any underdogs shaking things up in the AI world?
Absolutely. The AI world is full of innovative startups. One that caught my attention this week is called Neuromesh. They're developing a new type of AI architecture based on the structure of the human brain.
Okay, so instead of just copying how the brain works, they're trying to copy its structure. That sounds super ambitious.
It is, and it's a totally different way of developing AI. Traditional AI models are built on layers of connected nodes, but Neuromesh is building a network of interconnected models that are more like the different parts of the brain.
So it's like they're building an AI brain from scratch.
Yeah.
What are the benefits of doing it that way?
Well, the human brain is incredibly efficient and adaptable. It can learn and solve problems in ways that scientists still don't fully understand. Neuromesh thinks that by copying this structure, they can make AI systems that are more robust, use less energy, and can handle complex real-world tasks.
That sounds like it could change everything. Are there any real-world uses for this technology yet, or is it still early days?
It's still pretty early. But they're already working on some cool projects. One is an AI system that can control a robotic arm with the same skill and precision as a human hand. Imagine what that could do for manufacturing, healthcare, and even space exploration.
It sounds like science fiction is becoming reality. And speaking of blurring those lines, Adobe just launched their own AI video generator. With OpenAI and Google already in the game, things are getting crowded in the AI video space.
The competition is definitely heating up. Adobe's relying on their experience with creative tools and trying to attract people who already use their software. They're making AI video generation easy to use and intuitive for everyone, from professional filmmakers to people who just want to make cool videos for social media.
So it's not just about the technology. It's about making it user-friendly and fitting into how people already work.
Yeah. And with Thomson Reuters winning that AI copyright case, it looks like the law is starting to catch up with all this progress.
That's a big step. Content creators and AI developers need clear rules about intellectual property if this industry is going to succeed.
For sure. This ruling is important because it says that stuff created by AI isn't automatically free to use. It's a win for creativity and innovation.
Okay, so we've got groundbreaking research, legal battles, and tons of competition in the AI world. It's enough to make your head spin.
And we haven't even mentioned Apple yet. They're super secretive about their AI projects, but some say they're working on both humanoid and non-humanoid robots.
Apple making robots, that's huge. What could their vision for an AI-powered future look like?
It's hard to say right now, But knowing Apple, they'll focus on sleek design, making things work seamlessly together in a user-friendly experience. Whether it's a robot that helps around the house or a companion that interacts with you in a natural way, Apple will want to make AI feel intuitive and maybe even elegant.
Okay, let's take a step back and try to make sense of all this.
Hmm?
This week has been a whirlwind of AI advancements, billion-dollar buyouts, groundbreaking research ethical dilemmas that keep us up at night. What stands out to you as the most significant development?
I think it's how much easier it is now for people to access powerful AI tools.
Sure.
OpenAI making GPT-5 free, Adobe launching their video generator, even Neuromesh wanting to make brain-inspired AI more available to everyone. It shows that AI is becoming more democratic.
It's like everyone's getting access to the power of AI. What kind of impact do you think that will have on society?
It's tough to say for sure, but I think it could be both transformative and disruptive. We could see a burst of creativity, innovation, and problem solving as more people get to use these tools. But we also need to be ready for the potential downsides.
That double-edged sword again. More power, more responsibility.
Exactly. And speaking of responsibility, we want to thank our amazing listeners for supporting AI Unraveled. You make this show possible. And if you're enjoying our deep dives into the world of AI, please consider donating. You can find a donation link in the show notes.
And if you want to reach thousands of AI enthusiasts every day, think about advertising on the show. All the info is in the show notes. It's a great way to connect with a passionate audience and support independent podcasts. Now back to the bigger picture.
As we wrap up, I have one big question for our listeners. With AI changing so fast, should we be trying to control it or learning to live with it?
That's the big question, isn't it? And there's no easy answer. But one thing's for sure, we can't ignore it. We need to have open and honest conversations about the future we want to build with AI. Well said. And that's exactly what we're trying to do here on AI Unraveled. We're all in this together, trying to understand this amazing technology and how it affects our lives.
It's a journey full of twists and turns, but it's a journey worth taking.
Definitely. Thanks for joining us on this deep dive. Until next time, stay curious, stay informed, and stay ahead of the AI curve.
Yeah, it shows the limits of what AI can do right now when it comes to tasks that need critical thinking and understanding nuances in language. AI is great at processing tons of data and finding patterns, but it still struggles with things that need real-world knowledge, common sense, and understanding context.
So AI won't be replacing journalists anytime soon?
Probably not. AI can be a helpful tool for journalists for gathering information and analyzing data, but it can't replace human judgment and expertise. A good journalist needs to be able to think critically, understand different viewpoints, and tell a good story. And those are all things AI still has trouble with.
That's good to hear, at least for now. But what about other jobs? Are any jobs safe from the robots?
That's the question everyone's asking. It's impossible to know for sure what will happen, but AI is definitely going to change the job market in big ways.
So instead of asking which jobs are safe, maybe we should be asking how to adapt and prepare for this AI future.
Exactly. It's about focusing on skills that are uniquely human, like creativity, critical thinking, emotional intelligence, and solving complex problems. These are areas where AI is still way behind and where humans will continue to excel.
It's a message of both caution and optimism.
Hmm.
We need to be aware of the challenges, but also embrace the opportunities that AI brings.
Exactly. It's about finding that balance between using the power of AI and keeping what makes us human special.
Okay, so we've looked at some of the incredible ways AI is being used in healthcare, protecting the environment, and even journalism. But we also need to remember that AI isn't a magic solution for everything.
Right. There are real worries about bias in AI algorithms, the possibility of people losing jobs, and the ethical questions of creating machines that can think and learn like humans.
And let's not forget about those deepfakes. Scarlett Johansson calling for a deepfake ban after that fake video went viral shows how dangerous they can be.
It's a serious issue. Deepfakes can damage trust-spread lies and even be used for bad things like blackmail or influencing elections.
It's like the Wild West out there in the digital world.
Yeah.
And we need to figure out some rules before things get out of control.
That's why those discussions at the Paris AI Summit were so important. World leaders are finally starting to talk about international rules and ethical guidelines for developing AI.
About time. But even with rules, it feels like we're just scratching the surface of what AI can do.
Yeah.
And remember that crazy fact that AI can now copy itself. That's like something out of a scary movie.
It's definitely something that should make us think. As AI gets smarter, we need to be really careful about what could happen if we create machines that can learn, adapt, and even reproduce on their own.
It's a lot to think about. But that's what AI Unraveled is all about, helping you understand this fast-changing world of AI.
And we're just getting started. There's so much more to explore and discuss.
Speaking of exploring, we want to thank our amazing listeners for supporting AI Unraveled. You make this show possible. And if you're enjoying our deep dives into the world of AI, please consider donating. You can find a donation link in the show notes.
Your contributions help us give you in-depth analysis, thought-provoking discussions, and hopefully a few laughs along the way.
All right, let's get back to the AI news. We talked about the big names like OpenAI and Google, but what about the smaller companies and startups? Are there any underdogs shaking things up in the AI world?
Absolutely. The AI world is full of innovative startups. One that caught my eye this week is called Neuromesh. They're developing a new type of AI architecture based on the structure of the human brain.
Okay, so instead of just copying how the brain works, they're trying to copy its structure. That sounds super ambitious.
It is, and it's a totally different way of developing AI. Traditional AI models are built on layers of connected nodes, but Neuromesh is building a network of interconnected modules that are more like the different parts of the brain.
So it's like they're building an AI brain from scratch. What are the benefits of doing it that way?
Well, the human brain is incredibly efficient and adaptable. It can learn and solve problems in ways that scientists still don't fully understand. Neuromesh thinks that by copying this structure, they can make AI systems that are more robust, use less energy, and can handle complex real-world tasks.
That sounds like it could change everything. Are there any real-world uses for this technology yet, or is it still early days?
It's still pretty early, but they're already working on some cool projects. One is an AI system that can control a robotic arm with the same skill and precision as a human hand.
Mm.
Imagine what that could do for manufacturing healthcare and even space exploration.
It sounds like science fiction is becoming reality. And speaking of blurring those lines, Adobe just launched their own AI video generator with OpenAI and Google already in the game.
Right.
Things are getting crowded in the AI video space.
The competition is definitely heating up. Adobe's relying on their experience with creative tools and trying to attract people who already use their software. They're making AI video generation easy to use and intuitive for everyone, from professional filmmakers to people who just want to make cool videos for social media.
So it's not just about the technology, it's about making it user-friendly and fitting into how people already work.
Yeah, and with Thomson Reuters winning that AI copyright case, it looks like the law is starting to catch up with all this progress.
That's a big step. Content creators and AI developers need clear rules about intellectual property if this industry is going to succeed.
For sure, this ruling is important because it says that stuff created by AI isn't automatically free to use. It's a win for creativity and innovation.
Okay, so we've got groundbreaking research, legal battles, and tons of competition in the AI world. It's enough to make your head spin.
And we haven't even mentioned Apple yet. They're super secretive about their AI projects, but some say they're working on both humanoid and non-humanoid robots.
Apple making robots, that's huge. What could their vision for an AI-powered future look like?
It's hard to say right now, but knowing Apple, they'll focus on sleek design, making things work seamlessly together, and a user-friendly experience, whether it's a robot that helps around the house or a companion that interacts with you in a natural way. Apple will want to make AI feel intuitive and maybe even elegant.
Okay, let's take a step back and try to make sense of all this. This week has been a whirlwind of AI advancements, billion-dollar buyouts, groundbreaking research ethical dilemmas that keep us up at night. What stands out to you as the most significant development?
I think it's how much easier it is now for people to access powerful AI tools. OpenAI making GPT-5 free, Adobe launching their video generator, even Neuromesh wanting to make brain-inspired AI more available to everyone. It shows that AI is becoming more democratic.
It's like everyone's getting access to the power of AI. What kind of impact do you think that will have on society?
It's tough to say for sure, but I think it could be both transformative and disruptive. We could see a burst of creativity, innovation, and problem solving as more people get to use these tools. But we also need to be ready for the potential downsides.
That double-edged sword, again, more power, more responsibility.
Exactly. And speaking of responsibility, we want to thank our amazing listeners for supporting AI. Unraveled, you make this show possible. And if you're enjoying our deep dives into the world of AI, please consider donating. You can find a donation link in the show notes.
And if you want to reach thousands of AI enthusiasts every day, think about advertising on the show. All the info's in the show notes. It's a great way to connect with a passionate audience and support independent podcasts. Now back to the bigger picture as we wrap up. I have one big question for our listeners. With AI changing so fast, should we be trying to control it or learning to live with it?
That's the big question, isn't it? And there's no easy answer, but one thing's for sure, we can't ignore it. We need to have open and honest conversations about the future we want to build with AI.
Well said. And that's exactly what we're trying to do here on AI Unraveled. We're all in this together, trying to understand this amazing technology and how it affects our lives.
It's a journey full of twists and turns, but it's a journey worth taking.
Definitely. Thanks for joining us on this deep dive. Until next time, stay curious, stay informed, and stay ahead of the AI curve.